recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight from Father John Henderson. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
So today we stand at the River Jordan with Jesus. And in order for us to understand why his baptism matters, we have to understand what kind of life and what kind of death it reveals. This is a moment of revelation. The sun stands in the water, coming up from the water. Picture it. The Spirit descends. The Father speaks. We have the Trinity right here. And what the Father speaks is not a task, not a mission statement, not a warning, but identity. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Now, these words are said before Jesus preaches any kind of sermon, before he performs a miracle, before he heals, teaches, or even suffers. The Father declares love first. This is my beloved. And that matters because it tells us what kind of life Jesus is going to live and what kind of death he is going to face. Now, if I live my whole life based on what I do, what others say about me, or what I have, then death is the end. It's over. There's nothing more. Now, these are ordinary parts of life. The danger comes when they become the foundation of our identity. What does it mean to live based on what I do? It means that my sense of worth rises and falls with my usefulness and my productivity. I feel good about myself when I am busy, successful, needed, effective. I feel diminished when I fail, slow down, retire, get sick, or can't contribute in the same way. It shows up when I feel anxious if I'm not accomplishing something. I feel guilty when I rest. I secretly fear getting older because it will take away what I can do. I wonder who I am when my role changes, when I retire, when the kids leave home, when illness limits me. And so if my life is built on what I do, then my value ends when doing ends. It's over. What does it mean to live based on what others say about me? It means that my identity depends on approval, recognition, reputation. I'm okay as long as I'm seen positively, praised, or admired. Father John, you just were tremendous today. My whole life is, oh my God, I feel like a success. But if you say, it's terrible. You talk for hours. My whole life will be ruined. It'll be damaged. People live that way. I am crushed by criticism, ignored by silence, wounded by misunderstanding. And it shows up when I replay conversations in my head over and over again, worried about how I came across. I shape my choices around being liked rather than being faithful. I feel invisible or irrelevant when people stop noticing me. I fear death. I'm afraid to die because eventually my name will no longer be spoken. And if my life is built on what others say, then my identity fades as memory fades. It's over. What does it mean to live based on what I have? It means I measure my security and my significance on my possessions, savings, property, comfort, or lifestyle. I feel safe because of what I own. I feel anxious when I lose control, when resources shrink, or when I compare myself to others. And it shows up when I worry constantly about money, even when I have enough. I equate a good life with comfort and control. I fear loss more than sin. I realize that none of what I have can go with me when I die. And so if my life is built on what I have, then death empties my hands completely. And it's over. Get it? It's done. Only darkness. Now, it's important to understand that none of these are sinful in themselves. Work matters. Relationships matter. Material needs matter. But none of them are strong enough to carry the weight of human life. That's why Jesus' baptism matters so much. At the Jordan, before Jesus does anything, before anyone praises him, before he possesses anything, the Father gives him the only identity that survives loss, silence, and death. You are my beloved son. And so baptism then gives us the same foundation. If my life is built on what I do, then death ends my usefulness. If my life is built on what others say, then death ends my reputation. If my life is built on what I have, then death ends my security. But if my life is built on the reality that I am a child of God, then death, my brothers and sisters, is not the end. Because being a child of God is not something I do, not something others grant me, and not something that I can lose. At the Jordan, Jesus grounds his entire life not in achievement, success, or recognition, but in the unshakable truth that he is the Son. He lives from the Father's love, not for it. And because of that, even death cannot undo him. This is why Jesus' baptism is so important. He's not being baptized because he needs forgiveness. He's being baptized to show us the only identity that survives death. If my life is rooted in the reality that I am a child of God, then death is not the end, because being a child of God is not something I do, it's not something others gave me, and it's not something that I can lose when everything else is taken away. Death can take away my strength, my roles, my accomplishments, and even my reputation, but it cannot take away my baptism. It cannot erase God's claim on me. It cannot silence the voice that once spoke, "You are my beloved." And this is why Jesus goes into the water with us, with all of us. He steps into our mortality so that our mortality does not have the final word. He stands where we stand, not so we can avoid death, but so death can be transformed from an ending into a passage. Only after hearing the Father's voice does Jesus move forward to the desert, to rejection, to the cross. The voice of love does not remove suffering, my friends, but it anchors him so that suffering does not define him. And because he lives and dies as the beloved Son, the grave cannot hold him. And because we are baptized into him, his destiny becomes ours. And if our identity is built on baptism, death is not the end. It is the fulfillment of a promise. And this is why the church places this feast today at the turning point of this liturgical year. Christmas ends not with nostalgia, but with identity. And before we follow Jesus into ministry, into suffering, into the cross, we're reminded who he is and who we are in him. So today, my friends, as we remember Jesus' baptism, and as we renew our own baptism when we pronounce the creed together, we're invited to ask a single life-defining question. What is my life built on? If it is built on what I do, on what other people say about me, or what I have, then death ends the story, and there's only darkness. But if it's built on the reality that I am a child of God, then death does not end my life. It completes it. And that's why Jesus steps into the Jordan. That's why the heavens open. That is why the Father speaks. Because love spoken at the beginning is love that will not be silenced even by death. So it's very important that we know who we are and how we live our lives. And if every time you say, I'd like to go to church more, I'd like to do this, but I'm just so busy. Think about that. I've got to worry about everything I have. Think about that. I'm concerned because I don't want to let people think I'm this way or that way. Think about that. Who are you? And I'll tell you, you are God's beloved. God loves you and calls you to a relationship with him.
And that is today's homily highlight. That is from Father John Henderson. He is the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard. That homily for last weekend's Feast of the Baptism of the Lord.